Oh, yes, baby. Turn that screw. You are listening to WMUC-FM College Park. Turn up that potentiometer.
Start a startup with other startups at Startup Shell. Get started at startupshell.org.
Hello, hello. Are any of these working? No! Well, one of them has to be. Maybe the headphones are broken. You know what? We're just gonna go ahead with it and hope that it is working. Anyhow, welcome to WMUC Digital College Park. I am Rory, and today I have a... Awesome. Today I have a very special guest with me. If she'd like to introduce herself.
My name is Caleb, if this microphone works.
All right, and we're going to do some testing on the mics, and play another song in the meantime. So we'll be right back to chat with you guys, but thank you for tuning in.
The pain won't stop until you give it up. The pain won't stop until you give it up. Your heart is blocked until you give it up. Yeah. The pain won't stop until you give it up. Hey. Give up the pain, give up the fear, give up the hate, give up the feelings. Give up your right, give up your name, give up your truth until you mean it. Reframe your mind, reclaim your.
time. Give up the ghost, don't need to feed it, cause I don't wanna live like that. I would never live like that. Oh, 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 oh. The pain won't stop until you let it go. Because you say so. The pain won't stop until you let it go. The more you know, the less you know. Hey, give up the pain, give up the fear, give up the hate, give up the feeling. Give up the noise, give up the fuss, give up the rush, give it some meaning. Reframe your mind, reclaim your time, give up the beast, don't need to.
And I hope you can hear us, and not only us, but the wonderful company that we have in the studio tonight.
They sound
tonight.
Really good.
Yeah, so this is Baltimore Ave that is playing behind us today, and they are just bringing the noises from Baltimore Ave, which is noisy enough, inside and into the studio. So grateful for them on this evening. But to revisit our introductions, I'm Rory, and today's guest...
I'm Kayla.
Can you give us like a fun fact? Your favorite color and...
My favorite color is blue because the sky is really vibrant when...
Awesome. Very creative. Very creative. I'm so happy Kayla's here today because it's been a long time coming.
2 years.
2 years.
2 years.
2 years. We've tried to coordinate this so many times. And also, I hate coming in here alone because there are ghosts, and I believe very strongly in ghosts.
Me too.
Have you had any experiences?
Yeah. In my parents' bathroom, there used to be, like, a blob ghost that would roam in the bathroom.
Oh.
Yeah.
So really now? Could you draw this out for me?
I can. It, okay. Well, it's like...
Was it like a blob fish?
No, yeah. No. It was like aura.
It was aura? Like a light source?
Yeah, it was like a source of blob. And it would move. I'm being so serious, Rory. And it would move in the bathroom.
Oh, wow.
It was a ghost.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay,
have you?
We'll,
have you seen
we'll
a ghost?
We'll talk about that later. No, there is a ghost here.
Oh, like actually?
That lives here, yeah. I've seen her many a times. Yeah. But only when I'm alone. So when there's a guest, there's no problem.
Okay.
But normally, I think the ghosts I see are, like, animals. Like, there's this one wolf that I frequently run into.
You see a wolf?
I do. Other than that, though, those are my only experiences.
Okay.
No crazy story to report. Yesterday at work, my necklace broke.
Okay.
And my... manager, who's very spiritual, she made me perform this ceremony where I had to spin around holding an egg with my eyes closed, and then I had to pray over the egg and then go outside and smash the egg with a rock. Like, you couldn't smash it against the ground, you had to smash it with a rock. So I'm feeling cleansed today.
You feel cleansed?
Yes. Yes. She is a unique individual. Yes.
Yeah.
She's the general manager, the GM, but she refuses to be called a GM because GM in her mind stands for Game Master. So we don't use that.
I think
term.
I want to meet this person.
You would love her. Okay, up next, we are not going to play any more Gunna. That has been canceled. We're going to play some just a normal indie mix, starting with some Blood Orange. So do enjoy.
Thank you. it's not a silly little moment. It's not the stone before the calm. This is the deep and dying breath of this love that we've been working on. Can't seem to hold you like I want to, so I can feel you in my arms. Nobody's gonna come and save you. We pulled too many false alarms. We're going down, and you can see it too. We're going down, and you know that we're doomed. My dear, we're slow dancing. Say it's nothing to me. Baby, you're the only light I ever saw. I make the most of all the sadness. You'll be a bitch because you can. You'll try to hit me just to hurt me, so you leave me feeling dirty because you can't understand. We're going down, and you can see it too.
Yes, the same kind of story seems to come down from long ago. Two friends having coffee together when something flies by their window. It might be out on that lawn, which is wide, at least half of a playing field. Because there's no explaining your imagination can make you see and feel. When your body wants nothing, you know you're hypnotized. Now it's not a meaningless question to ask
ask if they've been and gone. I remember a talk about North Carolina in a strange, strange pond. You see, the sides were like glass in the thick of a forest without a road. And if any man's hand ever made that land, then I think it would have showed. And that's why it seems like a dream. They got me hypnotized. And I know that's right. Down in Mexico, where a man can fly over mountains and hills. And he don't need an airplane or some kind of engine, and he never will. Now you know it's a meaningless question to ask if those stories are right. 'Cause what matters most is the feeling you get. Hypnotized. And it seems like a dream. They got you hypnotized. Your body means nothing.
All right, that was Some Police and Fleetwood Mac by our dear friend Kayla. Thanks for being here, Kayla. So how's your semester going?
Oh, you know, lots of waking up, driving to Annapolis, driving back.
Is the commute, like, wearing on you?
Oh, it's terrible.
Really?
It's actually so bad. Yeah. It's only because I have to drive 45 minutes to Annapolis, and then from there, because we don't get any, like, actual staff parking, so we have to take a shuttle bus to to the state house.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's a two-step process.
Yes.
I didn't even realize
it's
that.
It's a two-step process. And sometimes the shuttle just leaves.
Oh! She not waiting for you.
No.
She got places to be.
Yeah, I got yelled at, actually, one time.
Oh, for what?
Because I was late.
Oh!
No, the shuttle bus. The lady on the shuttle bus yelled at me.
Oh!
For coming late to the bus.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. This is hostile.
A little bit. But it's okay. It's a good internship.
Annapolis was like a community over there.
Yeah, no, they are. They are. They are.
Are you doing it all semester? Are you ending soon?
No, we end April 13th.
Oh, okay. Thank goodness.
Yeah, so I still have like half of a semester left.
Wow. That's 2 days before the Ides of April. today in my Roman
oh,
history
class. Right, okay, yeah.
We were talking about mid-April. I think it's the 15th, I think.
You're taking a Roman history class?
Yes! And I'm really trying to lock in, but it just gets more absurd every single day.
What's your favorite ancient Roman fact?
I really like their fertilizing technique. They did this thing where they would have young girls, of course it has to be young girls, sacrifice a cow and a bull in the Ides of April, April 15th. They'd sacrifice these animals and then they would burn them, but they would like extract their blood first, and then they'd mix the blood and the ashes, and then in October they'd sprinkle it over the ground.
Wow.
And that was their fertilizer.
And that's your favorite fact that you've learned?
I don't know, definitely not my favorite, but most memorable.
Okay.
And most recent. That's what we talked about today. it's interesting stuff. It's interesting. They had a lot of free time on their hands, it seems. They were doing some crazy stuff.
Wait, they were cool though. They had really cool architecture. And you know, the gods.
And the gods.
and the gods.
Yeah. Who's your favorite?
You know the dude with
that's him. Oh.
The archer dude. You know what I'm talking about?
It's an archer. Apollo?
Is that Apollo?
Sure.
I thought he was pretty cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
That can be your dad.
Yeah.
That can be your dad.
Who's yours?
I like Hermes.
Who?
Hermes.
Which one's that one again?
He's like the little one who like is running around and he delivers
the
letters.
The fast one?
He's the mailman. He's the mailman. And I love the mailman.
Is he the one with the little boots?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
The
yeah.
boots with the
yeah,
wings
he's
on
awesome.
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I like
he's
those
cool.
boots.
He's cool. Yeah. No, that's a more enjoyable class.
Okay.
I feel, compared to some of the other ones.
Okay.
I've been academically humbled this week.
What does that mean?
Just humbled. But I'm trying to savor it because there's not much academic humbling that's going to happen in my future. So I'm trying to find joy.
Not much
in
academics
it.
Left, actually.
None of it. The highs or the lows.
No.
But hopefully not any more of the lows. So yeah. All right. And up next, we will not be listening to any more of Baltimore Avs noise rock.
Can I shout my friend's favorite goddess?
Oh, of course. Please do.
My friend Grace really likes Athena.
Oh, period. Mm. She's a real one. She's a real one. Okay. Up next, we have some Peach Pit, and then whatever else Kayla Mao gives to me. So do enjoy.
Sharky knows he'll have to carry me home, and he'll say that's fine. But he's my baby, he won't mind. Allie goes it just like me, but she's on a stride of keeping her shit right in line. Just black licorice, and all the people that I know would rather leave me in the cold.
unjust black licorice. And all the people that I know would rather leave me in the fall. Just black licorice, and all the people that I know would rather leave me in the fog.
She can kill with a smile, she can wound with her eyes, and she can ruin your faith with her casual lies. And she only reveals what she wants you to see. She hides like a child, but she's always a woman to me. She can lead you to love, she can take you or leave you. She can ask for the truth, but she'll never believe. And she'll take what you give her as long as it's free. Yeah, she steals like a thief, but she's always a woman to me. Oh, she takes care of herself. She can wait if she wants. She's ahead of her time. Oh, and she never gives out. And she never gives in. She just changes her mind. And she'll promise you more than the Garden of Eden. And she'll carelessly cut you and laugh while you're bleeding. But you'll bring out the best and the worst you can be. Blame it all on yourself, 'cause she's always a woman to me. Ahead of her time. Oh, and she never gives out. And she never gives in. She just changes her mind. She is frequently kind and she's suddenly cruel. But she can do as she pleases, she's nobody's fool. She can't be convicted, she's earned her degree. And the most she will do is throw shadows at you, but she's always a woman to me.
All right, that was some Peach Pit and Palace. And we just wanted to come on here and share our final closing thoughts, our last words.
Mm.
And Kayla, what would your last words be? Like on your tombstone.
Like on my tombstone.
Yeah. This is a big question.
This is a really big question, and you asked me this 10 minutes ago, and I actually haven't even thought of an answer.
I knew it was a big question, so I thought I'd give you thinking time.
Peace and love.
Honestly, keep it classy.
Wait. XOXO, Kayla out.
And Kayla... Oh, gosh. That's a little bit... That's not cheesy at all.
No.
I like it, though. It's not too wordy.
Thank you. What's yours?
I think I would just say stay hydrated. I really think...
Stay hydrated.
This society does not place enough emphasis on water. So just stay hydrated.
That's a good one.
And everything will be fine if you're hydrated.
Okay. Hey, what's your favorite pickle?
I was dragged earlier to the store by Julia.
Hey, Julia.
To get pickled... De Gallo?
Oh my god, it's like so good.
Have you
had
it?
Yes, it's so good.
I've never heard of it before.
Grillo's Pickle De Gallo.
Yes!
Pickle De Gallo.
Yes, it's like a pickle dip.
Yeah, it's so good.
I've heard that it has some repercussions, though.
What?
I've heard that it has some negative internal impact.
Right.
Some bowl cracking has occurred.
Oh my god.
After the pickle.
Okay, a pickle de Gallo and a... Miss Vicky's spicy dill chip.
Miss Vicky. Oh, I'm picturing the bag. She's got the really like ornate decorations on the bag, right?
I think so. Yeah.
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 Okay.
Really good.
Okay, I'm gonna have to try that combo out. Yeah, I can't say I have a favorite pickle. Not the. Do you remember the pickle that used to come in the bag?
That you.
Oh, what was that called?
Like
chamoy pickle.
The radioactive one.
Yes.
That was your favorite pickle?
No, I think that would be my least favorite pickle.
I'm really happy we're on the same page.
That's got to be bottom of the list. Did you like that?
Yeah. No, I never tried it.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. It seems like something you would have tried.
What the hell?
Anyhow, Kayla picked our last song. Another song about breathing or inability
I really,
to
really
breathe.
Like these songs. Like, sorry.
We have Take My Breath Away by Berlin. Thank you guys for tuning in, and have a fabulous rest of your Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Bye-bye.
Watching every motion in my foolish love's care. Oh, Watching it slow.